Welcome to the podcast, the place where we want to make God known. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whenever or wherever you are watching this. I am happy that you are here. And what makes me even more happy is that you will get value from this. And so if you do, I want you to subscribe to the channel or follow any of our audio platforms on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. Leave a review on there as well. Let me know how I am doing. That would be a great help. I have so much to say. I have a lot of things on my chest that I want to get off. And as a matter of fact, a couple months ago, I had put out on Instagram a questionnaire of some sort where I asked people what they wanted to hear, and I got a few responses. And one of them was how to deal with someone in your life that has mental health issues. Sensitive, touchy. But if there's anyone that could speak on this purely out of the place of experience, it is me. If you know me personally, if you know my situation, my family history or background, you know that this has been something that I, my family, have been going through for, I would say now it's about over 20 years. And for those that don't know, bear with me as I share a little bit of my history, my family history. So my mom has schizophrenia. We don't necessarily know. Maybe if I were to ask my dad, he would know. But he can't really pinpoint it as well as to when it started. But we definitely saw a massive, massive change in my mom. At one point, of course, there was this sense of normalcy, no symptoms of schizophrenia. But at another point, we definitely just saw a huge shift in her. For those that don't know what schizophrenia is, it's a disease in the brain. And certain symptoms like hallucination, delusion, false belief systems that don't necessarily coincide within objective reality, mood swings, hearing voices in your head, seeing things. Not everyone has the same symptoms when it comes to their diagnosis of schizophrenia. There's a variety of different symptoms that different people have. But for my mom in particular, she hears voices in her head. The best example that I could give you is imagine there's a speaker in your room, and that speaker is playing voices on a consistent basis. Some of those voices are very negative, saying negative things about you. Some of the voices are positive. Some of the voices are super loud, like the volume's turned up really high. And then, you know, sometimes it's mellow, it's calm, but it's just continually playing. And for my mom, that's the way she would describe it to me, obviously in her own native language, in Amarinya. And at times where she's calm and she's settled and she's actually able to explain her situation, that's what she tells me. It sounds like there's a stereo, is the word that she uses, a speaker, in other words, that's playing super, super loud. And so, you know, there are times where she's yelling because the voices in her head are so loud. And then there's times she's just very calm and she's just talking. And for anyone on the outside that is watching this, it could look really scary, very scary. I know for the first time for me, I was 10 years old, I think, when I first started seeing her symptoms really flare up. And I was terrified. I mean, I was just a kid. I was just 10 years old. I was super scared. And, you know, it could be the same for people out there. You know, there's always eyes that are looking because they don't quite necessarily understand what's going on. They're scared that, you know, she might flip in a moment when it comes to her mood or attitude. I don't know, whatever people are assuming or thinking, right? But, you know, fair, you know, it's scary. And we fear what we don't understand. Anytime you don't understand something, or you feel like you don't have control over that something or that someone or the situation in general, we get scared. We get scared. And when we get scared, catch this, we respond in one in three ways. Either we suppress it, we don't say anything about it. In other words, we fly, we just completely try to run away from the situation that we don't understand, or we fight. And sometimes fighting looks like getting angry or being passive aggressive, or, you know, whatever that may look like for you. And then we freeze. We just don't know what to do. It's just kind of like you stand still and you don't know what to do necessarily. I'll tell you what it was for me. For me, because I didn't understand for so many years, I was scared. And my fear projected itself in anger. And I feel that my anger was not only connected to what I didn't understand, although there is that, but my anger was also connected to the pain that I had felt as a result of the situation that we were dealing through as a family. And it's like, what pain? What pain were you feeling? And the best way that I could describe it to you is that just imagine having a funeral for a person that's alive. Man, even saying that, I'm just like, wow, that's crazy. Huh. It's a funeral and you grieve. I was grieving because I knew that part of my mother, and as the years went by, as I continuously was around the issue, I was continually reminded that part of my mom was gone. I was grieving. I was hurt by it. But yet she was still alive and she's still present and she still has these moments where she's just the sweetest person in the world, and it feels like there is nothing. At moments, it feels like she's not diagnosed with schizophrenia. And it's weird because you're in between, right? So that's one reason why I felt pain. And when you feel pain, man, again, we respond in different ways. But for me, whenever I felt pain, especially as I continually watched what she was going through, I responded in anger. I responded with resistance. I responded to fight feeling that pain every single time I saw her situation. Another reason why I felt pain as well is because of what the mental illness has caused in me and in our family. Like the trials and the trouble we all had to go through was, I can't even get into the full length of that. But as you could see, there's many reasons for my pain. And the only way that I knew how to deal with it was through anger. It was through anger. Because I thought if I could just get angry, then I could control the situation at hand, which was totally not true. And it was incorrect on the way that I dealt with it. And it's to my shame. You know, it's, there are moments where I even sometimes think back to how I dealt with it. And I'm just like, wow, I wish I had not dealt with it in that way. So how do you deal with it? Sorry. I'm starting to realize, and I kind of knew this already, but it just came to my mind. I was definitely not just angry at the situation that we were going through, but I was definitely angry at God. I was furious at God. I resented God. I was bitter towards God because the question in my mind was, why would you allow us to go through all of this? All this pain, all this suffering. It made, for me at the time, it made no sense. It made absolute no sense. And that's also another reason why I was angry too. So anyways, now back to the question, how do you deal with it? There are many of you right now that are watching this and you're listening. And maybe you are in the beginning stages of seeing a loved one, seeing someone that you care about, seeing someone that you've known for all your life start to change. And part of you is grieving the fact that there is a loss that's happening, that the dynamic of your guys' relationship won't be necessarily the same way that it used to be. There are people right now that are listening to this, they've been in it, you know, and though they've been in it, they don't know how to deal with it. Like, they're not equipped to deal with that person going through whatever that they're going through, you know. And so this podcast is for those people. Like, it doesn't even necessarily have to be someone who has, you know, mental health issues. And again, there's a variety of different mental health issues. And so I don't want to just limit it to schizophrenia. There's so many people out there that know a loved one that's dealing with major anxiety, that's dealing with major depression. And it hurts you to see them that way. It hurts you to watch this. And not only does it hurt us, but knowing that it's hurting them, the people that are going through it, it's hurting them as well. And they don't know what to do. I'm not a professional, you know, doctor, or I'm not a mental health specialist, or That's not my expertise. That's not where I am. So I don't want you to take this as like, yo, he's a no. This is just me sharing my experience with you guys. So how do you deal with it? That's the third time I've asked that. Okay, so let's actually talk about it. I think first and foremost, I want to start with understanding who God is. This podcast is all about equipping Christians to know God and to make God known. And as much as I can, I want to always bring it back to that purpose. If we don't understand who God is in our life, and A.W. Tozer talked about this, and I'm not going to quote him perfectly, but he said that the most important thing about you is what you think about God, or how you think about who God is. Again, I said I wasn't going to quote it perfectly, but in essence, that's what he was saying, was just, that's the most important thing about you is, how do you see God? How do you see God in this situation? How did I see God in this situation? Well, I'll tell you how I saw God. I saw God as an angry God. God who takes pleasure in our pain and in our suffering. He's a God who just doesn't care. That's the way I genuinely thought about him. And because I thought about him in that way, I wanted nothing to do with God. I wanted nothing to do with the church. I wanted nothing to do with reading the Word of God. I wanted nothing to do with that. And why? Because it all was rooted in this incorrect belief of how I saw God. And I just want to correct some belief systems. Number one, we have to understand that everything negative in our world is a result of man's decision, not God's decision. Now, we could get deep into theology, but to be quite frank with you, I don't want to get into it with you about that. If you want to DM me, you could DM me. But what I do know is that Genesis chapter 3 is very, very clear. Man made a choice, and the choice was to disobey God's word. And as a result of disobeying God's word, Romans chapter 5 says that through one man, sin and death spread through all of humanity because of man's choice. And so now we suffer in this world. The consequences of sin is that. And we have to know that God is so loving that he wanted to reverse that. How do we know? He sent his son, Jesus Christ, who is God, by the way, that God left his throne and put on flesh to bring salvation to all of humanity, to not just deliver us from the power of sin, but to also one day deliver us from the presence of sin when he comes back, that there will be a time and there will be a day where there will be no more suffering. And I think my perspective has changed in that way as well. Since I met the Lord, and this has been a huge process in my life, God wins either way. I'll still pray for healing now, in the present, on this side of eternity. But even if it doesn't happen here, God still wins when he comes back, that she will be fully restored and she will be fully healed. That's my hope. And it's all in what Christ has done for us. He's a loving and he's a good God. When we hurt, he hurts. When he sees that there's suffering, he's not rejoicing. No, he bled and he suffered for that. It hurt him. It hurt him. And so my perspective on who God is had to change, that he is such a good God. And I just had to be reminded of that in scripture and renew my mind in that truth, that he is a good God. He doesn't delight in the suffering. No. He mourns with me. He grieves with me and he comforts me. He's such a great comforter in that pain. when we go to him. So you have to adjust your view of God in this situation. It will help tremendously, trust me. Number two, I would say, is to not suppress your feelings. Don't suppress them. I can't tell you guys, listen to me very closely. I suppressed my anger. I suppressed my grief. I suppressed my feelings for so many different reasons, and I don't even want to get into that. But the point that I really want to make here is, be honest with yourself. If it's hurting you, admit that it's hurting you. Don't shove it down. Don't hold it back. Be open, be honest about it. If it's hurting you in that moment, seeing that person going through whatever they're going through, admit it to yourself, admit it to God, admit it to, you know, close friends around you that you could talk about it with. Admit it. Just say that it's hurting you. And don't shove it in. Really don't shove it in at all. Admit your feelings. Admit that you are hurting. I promise you, the moment you get to the place of honesty with your feelings, with God and with other people in your life, you will see healing begin to take place in your life. I genuinely believe that. Here's a third one. And I don't know, maybe I'll end it there. There's definitely much more than that, but I don't want this podcast to be too long. But here's the third one. Find understanding. I think one thing that I really lacked, because I was just so selfish and I was just thinking about myself, was I didn't seek to get understanding on my mother's situation. I didn't. Again, because I was just so selfish and I was just thinking about myself, wanting to be in my own feelings. But I want to read you guys a passage in Proverbs, man, wisdom literature, the wisdom of God. So powerful. I read this passage and I was so moved and transformed by it. But it's found in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27. Listen to this. A truly wise person uses few words. A person, get this, with understanding is even tempered. In other words, the translation of that is, they're cool, they're collected, they are self-controlled, they're calm, they're centered. And I love that, because he says that being even tempered is a result of understanding. I'll tell you right now, I was not even tempered when I saw my mother's situation. I didn't have understanding. And because I didn't have understanding, I didn't have empathy. When we have understanding of people's situation, instead of being scared of it and leaning into it, man, there's this sense of empathy that comes when we understand. And I was able to not just talk with my mom about her situation, but I was able to empathize, to feel the pain that she was feeling, to understand what she was going through by putting myself into her shoes. And it resulted in me responding to her in a calm and collected way, even when her symptoms are flaring up. The way I used to handle it before, when her symptoms flared up, was just with a lot of anger, a lot of shunning, having the cold shoulder, a lot of these things. But I think the moment I began to understand, the moment the Lord began to work in my heart, he allowed me to empathize with her. And when there's understanding, there's this sense of calmness and being centered whenever you're dealing with a situation that maybe lacks understanding. So I encourage you, understand what the person is going through. Read some books about their situation. Talk to other people that are maybe in the same situation as you, but are dealing with it in a much more better way. Ask them to teach you. listen to podcasts, go on YouTube, search up some videos. Man, the resources are endless for us to gain understanding. And more importantly, gain understanding by going to God's Word. God's Word. So that's what I would say the third thing is. And I'll end it on this note, the fourth thing and the last thing. You can't love to the extent that you don't realize God loves you. I'll say this. You can't forgive to the extent that you don't understand that God has forgiven you. You and I have to understand that if we want to love the people that are in our lives that are going through mental illness, they're going through a lot in their life, and it could be tiring for us. It could really take so much energy from us. We could get so tired. And then when we get tired and we lack energy, we lack love to be there for them and be compassionate, right? And so we have to be honest about that. Like, that's real. That's real. Sometimes we get tired. We get tired and we just don't want to deal with the situation. But God has called us to love. He's called us to unconditionally love, to unconditionally be compassionate towards people that are hurting. And when you understand God's compassion towards you as a sinner, but now have transferred into the realm of a saint, man, you could extend that love onto other people, extend that compassion, that patience onto other people, because you know God is patient, he's loving, and he's forgiving towards you. And in that way, we can make God known. People could see God in us because we've received this beautiful love from the Lord that we're able to extend it onto other people as well. So that's what I would say, is receive God's love for you. And when you could receive God's love for you, you could extend that love out onto other people. I hope this helped you, and I hope this gave you value. And I pray for your situation. I may not know who you are. If you're listening to this, you're watching this right now, I believe that you're listening to this podcast for a reason. God is really speaking to you, and he's called you to those people that are going through what they're going through. And so I pray that the Lord strengthens you. I pray that he pours his love in you. And I pray that you're surrounded by wise counsel to instruct you and give you understanding for the situation that you're in. And so I'm done. I would highly appreciate for you to leave a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts about the podcast. Do me a favor and also share the video with other people that you think it will help as well. Subscribe also to the YouTube channel if you're on YouTube. And yeah, I love you guys so much, and I will see you guys next week. And like I always say, let's know God, know him intimately. And as a result, let's make him known. All right, guys, bye.